Welcome back to In Focus on this Friday in the Little Apple, right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got just about 8 minutes left here with Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan. And Tom, we were talking over break about some other issues going on and a constitutional amendment pertaining to school funding and mainly the Supreme Court's involvement. That's still being talked about.
It is. And actually, the governor did mention that in his State of the State speech, that he would like to have a constitutional amendment put forward for consideration by the public this year. Procedurally, what has to happen is that in both the House and Senate, it's a supermajority vote, and I think that's 84 in the House, in order for it to pass the House. And then it goes to the vote of the public. It would be on the ballot for the public to decide. And, you know, the last time we did a constitutional amendment that I'm aware of dealing with public education was in 1967, so about 50 years ago. And that's really where we have the language that we constantly fight about right now between the legislature and the Supreme Court. And I don't have the precise wording, but I think it's something along the lines that suitable provision for funding of K-12 shall be provided by the legislature. And that's always been the point of contention in the Gannon decision and why plaintiffs have been filing lawsuits, is because it's, short version is, it's not suitable funding, and that's where we get into the adequacy debate. And, you know, I will tell you and the listeners that I am open-minded to listening to what options are out there. If we can want to have a serious dialogue as a legislature about a sincere effort to try to take a fresh look at that particular provision and recognize that it was 50 years ago, and that just think back how much public education has changed in the last 50 years. And the fact that in today's world, on the competitive global marketplace, most students have to go beyond high school in order to gain a good employment, whether it's technical school, or higher education. So we need to figure out a way to really have our state constitution reflect how best to deliver public education integrated with technical education and higher education to ensure that our youth are competitive for the next 50 years. And just think about technology, how that's changed. So
we do got a couple of phone calls. We'll get to those real quick. First caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips, you do such a good job in Topeka. Is there any way you can do anything about the weather? Is the first and the second question is, this is the season. Excuse me, somebody's trying to call in my phone. Disregard. This is the season for elections. And is there any special reason that anyone can think of that you have not filed for governor yet?
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm not filing for governor. I'm not even sure what the head count is. There's probably 10 or 12 people that have filed, but thank you. That was a nice gesture, and I have a big grin on my face right now. But no, I am not filing for governor.
Don't want to be number 19.
No.
Thank you, caller. And I believe we have another phone call. Caller, you are on.
You're willing to accept technology and those things in the government and taxation. What about if we legalized the growing of hemp or the legalized of marijuana, so we'd have the tax money like Colorado and California to do those kind of things that you think will better the nation? Thank you.
Yes. Well, I can tell you that last year there was a industrial hemp bill that was working its way through the House. And basically, as I understand it, this is genetically modified like marijuana or hemp
synthetic, possibly.
Well, it's a product that you really can't smoke to get high. It's a genetically modified plant that allows for the growing of hemp. And hemp is now used. I mean, I listened to a presentation. You can find clothing made out of hemp. You can find hand lotion made out of hemp. Just about any product imaginable now is being used for hemp. And then I read another article about how we would save trees for the production of paper. Evidently, you can grow hemp to produce paper, and it would cut down on forest consumption and things of that nature. So, you know, I imagine that bill will probably go forward. As I recall, it did pass the House last year. I did not vote for it. There was some concern by local law enforcement about the fact that how would police monitor what's really going on in the field? So there were some concerns about the implementation of this bill. So I did not vote for it, but I think that will continue to go forward. I read in magazines where a lot of states are doing that. It does appear to be a growing industry. On your other topic of legalization of marijuana, I just would not vote for that. I just think that the cost of in allowing another recreational drug into our society for that purpose of just solving our budget needs would not make sense to me.
Wouldn't you argue it's already in our society, though?
It is. I mean, yeah, you can go out and buy it. I don't know if you call it the black market, but yeah, it is readily available.
Does it seem like just kind of an inevitable thing? I know, like right now, it's probably still kind of a hard thing, but maybe 10 years ago, do you predict that it'd probably be legalized 10 years from now? I guess it depends on what the federal government does.
Well, there is no doubt that our society is changing and evolving, and as the millennial generation and younger people with different values, different outlooks, are in elected office and are making these kinds of decisions, I think in the long term, you're probably right.
And we do have another phone call. Caller, go right ahead. Just got a couple minutes, so be quick.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air. Go right ahead.
Yes, a question I want to ask every Republican candidate this next election cycle. Representative Phillips, I heard you speak. You're very moderate, but what is your opinion of Donald Trump? I understand he doesn't have much to do with the state of Kansas. Would you care to comment on the statements he made yesterday?
Well, I tell you what. Donald Trump is an individual that just kind of violates all my core understanding of principles of leadership in terms of communication, integrity, and those kinds of things. So on a personal level, I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump.
All right. Wish we had more time. Wish we had more time. Thanks so much, Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan, for coming in. A Republican, by the way. Dave, it's all yours.
Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, it's his birthday today. Dan Patrick, the game. And Manhattan High basketball, K-State basketball doubleheader tomorrow.